forces must unite to form a team to save the world. One team must come together that could save the human race. The fate of the earth lies in their hands.
Welcome to our fabulous little show. Thank you for joining us.
Something.
That's your job. I don't make you go out and get drunk to tell drunk fucking debaucherous stories.
Let's mix things up a little bit. You intro the show.
You're so much better at it.
Just do it. Come on, please.
Why?
Because we can't do the same thing every week. Gotta mix it up a little bit. I'm letting you open the show.
Letting me or making me?
I guess I'm making you. And now, live from somewhere in the valley, Denise!
I don't do perky announcer things like you do.
Well, then don't be perky. Just be yourself. Just, you know, welcome the listeners to this week's thrilling show, all right?
Oh, my God. I hate when you do this.
I'll give you another setup, okay? And now, because she's hungover, here's Denise!
Welcome to the Hungover Hour.
It's not the name of the show.
What the hell's the name of the show?
You don't even know the name of your own show.
It's called I Drink What I Want, apparently.
Yes.
I'm not doing a job.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Just say something and then you know, introduce the first song.
Dude, that's so not me. Why are you like, what? What do you want me to say? Tell me what you want me to say.
Introduce the song, next song, okay?
What's the next fucking song?
It doesn't matter, just, you know.
And here's a fucking song in honor of my fucking hangover.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you seem so civilized. Your mama's trying to run your life. Daddy's trying to pick your wife. Yeah, you're running around with all their hair. They just don't like the threats you wear. You say, I'm gonna back up my stuff, I'm gonna run away. You got it now.
Drive me nervous. Nervous. And I'm getting pretty nervous here. As you could tell, I'm trying to get Denise to host the show for once. I mean, is that too much to ask? Come on. I mean, you know, we do the show together. You know, once in a blue moon, you know, Denise, can I get you to, you know, take a little bit more control and, you know, step in there into the spotlight. And, yeah, it's too much to ask, isn't it?
She's like, I don't remember. He goes, I thought that was the greatest thing ever. He goes, you fucking told me off. And she goes, who are you? And he goes, whatever his fucking name was, from LA Guns.
Delightful. Now introduce the next song.
And now, because I'm being forced to introduce the next song, here's the next fucking song. What's that? You will not train me to take over.
That's pretty obvious.
I will not allow it.
Now look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady.
Iron Maiden with The Trooper from their Live After Death album. Pretty badass. All right, so, I'm not giving up on Denise. You know, one of these days, I'm going to have to take some time off. Snoo's going to be going on tour soon. And, help me out.
Come on, somebody's going to have to take over for me once in a while. You're the guest host.
You cannot.
Every sidekick's dreams of the day when they can host the show.
You cannot abandon me in my stardom. It's a package deal.
But your star's on the rise. You get to actually host the show now.
Hell fucking no.
What do you mean no? You should be thrilled.
I don't like attention.
What the hell are you doing on the radio?
I have no fucking idea. Amusing you.
You have throngs of fans.
Not if they saw me in all my hungover glory right now.
They love you when you're like that.
Yeah, because they can only hear me. They can't see me right now. They can't see the ginormous bags under my eyes.
They're really not looking at your eyeballs anyway.
Looking at two other orbs.
Hello, everybody!
Mighty Queen with Let Me Entertain You from their Live Killers album. And I'm trying to entertain you. I'm trying to get Denise to entertain you, but she's not cooperating.
Due to the libertine atmosphere of broadcasting today, we will bring you several words like fuck, cunt, and shit right after these 60 seconds.
I'm at my friend's house, but I'll just have you know this is not where I woke up this morning. And I didn't even wake up at my own house this morning.
Where did you wake up?
Rockstar's house.
Where?
I can't say.
Where were you?
Some Rockstar's house.
Tell me.
I can't.
Why?
Because he likes to have his life private.
Just tell me.
Just tell you. You won't tell anybody, right?
I won't tell a soul. It's a big secret.
I woke up in your bed at your house.
You did not. Where were you?
Fucking Rockstar's house. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Don't be coy. Tell me.
I'm not.
Why?
I can't say.
Why can't you say?
Because he doesn't want his wife to know.
Just tell me.
A porn director. And I walk into this house. I think I'm just going into this house. Well, it was the set. And I walk in, and there's a girl on the couch with her legs up in the air, spread eagle. I was like, oh, welcome home, honey.
That's the whole story?
Oh, my God, you should have seen this girl last night. She was stunning. This fabulous fucking body. And these big, but not too big, perfect real boobs. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She was like 12 in junior high school. And she developed early and had the biggest boobs. And she had a shirt that said, "Stop staring, I'm only 12.
Joan Jett with Fetish. You are my fetish. Yes. And there's a lot of fetishes out there, and Denise has been telling you about some of them. She's not fetishing the show, but...
I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too fucking bad.
Yes, I suppose so. All right, stew time! Stew time, speaking of fetishes, you've got a fetish for snoo. I know you do, and so do I. What a coincidence.
Won't you go? I need
was Vibrator from Snoo. Heavy Vibrator. We're creating some heavy vibes right here. And if you want to get fully vibed, you can go get that album. That was off our first one, Snoo You. You can go get it at snooyou.com, snoostore.com, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all the rest. Okay, time for this week's complaint department.
Complaint department with Denise Van Zandt.
I'm going to complain and complain. I smoked too much last night. Fuck.
We'll be right back.
detective with Ain't None of Your Business. You hear me? It ain't none of your business. But this show is my business, and Denise is my business, and I'm going to keep trying to get her to step up to the plate and, you know, help out just a little bit more than she usually does. It's not that big a deal. Just announce some songs every once in a while.
Just introduce the next song.
Can I pick the next song?
Sure, what the hell?
See, the problem with this is I'm really bad with names.
Fine, I'll guess.
Love You Forever. Love Me Forever. Something, some shit like that. Can you play it for me?
What's it called?
What was that? YMCA song?
YMCA?
Or Village People song. Was it YMCA?
What was that YMCA song? YMCA?
Fucking hungover. Leave me alone. Village People song. Please play that. Play Donna Summer for me. Like I fucking know the name of one.
You're really good at announcing songs. You're a hell of a DJ.
I am not the motherfucking DJ. I am the fucking news bitch.
See, and here I am letting you pick the next song, and you got nothing.
You Light Up My Life?
All right, you got it.
No!
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me alone. Dark, but now you've come along and you light up.
Anyway, he ate the Virgin Mary's bust. That didn't come out right either. Now, she had wooden nipples and everything, and a dildo, which she used to admire. No.
Telephone, something ain't right. That's evil, evil going on.
from Cactus. You guys remember Cactus? They were one of the first supergroups. 1971 that came out. Tim Bogert, Carmen Appice. Who else was in that? Rusty Day and Jim McCarty. Killer stuff. Speaking of evil.
So we're going to have to reach a solution or a resolution very soon. You cannot keep telling me what you think is the better thing, the better thing, the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are.
Well, neither do I, but I do know who Foghat is, so I got him queued up. I'm going to play him. Foghat, I hate to see you go.
It's hard to love somebody, leave her all the time. It's hard to be a friend, easy to be unkind. You treat me like a stranger, and I can understand. Cause you're a lonely woman, and I'm a traveling man. Well,
I'm not afraid to
Dog Hat, they hate to see you go. And we're not about to let Denise go. You're not getting off the hook that easy. No, 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 no. Come on back. Tell them, you know, give them something to chew on here. Give them something. Give them something spectacular.
So give them a thrill. Host the show this week.
I would rather give them a thrill and flash them.
Well, if we could work out something, I don't know. This is radio. How the hell are you going to flash somebody over the radio?
You will find a way.
Tell you what, go ahead and just do it, but be very descriptive.
If they could see it, there is no description necessary. Thank you very much.
Oh, but make them feel as though they can see it, okay? And now, for the first time in radio history, Denise is going to flash you.
Whee!
Go ahead, flash him.
I just did.
Why did you have to describe the action?
I lifted my shirt.
Now, describe it as you're doing it, step by step.
Okay, my shirt is up, and the neighbor's looking at me because I'm in the backyard.
Okay, describe the look on his face, too.
I can't see that far.
You know, imagine it.
Happy shock. He's drooling, too. That I can see. And he just screamed.
Make our audience scream.
He's 12.
You really are a pedophile.
Oh, God, we're going to get in trouble now. We're going to have the FBI burst in here on us one of these days. You know? Denise, flashing is fine, just not in front of the children. Well, we're taking chances. I play what I want. I do what I want, and, you know, Denise gets away with whatever she wants. But, you know, like I said, I play what I want, so here's some snoo. new Feedback and Distortion from our second album. We do what we want. Yes, we all do what we want. And what we want to do is go out and get some snoo. The entire snoo catalog available now. Snoostore.com. iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, CD Universe, any place that you care to buy it. It's available. Go now.
And you'll never see a more Dickinsonian orphanage and more attractive little boys singing Food, Glorious Food.
Yeah, man. Oliver Reed plays Bill Sykes, and you never saw a more shit. Hell damn. Shitty-ass rat poop. What is that? You're going to edit that part out.
All right. So, Denise, I'm bringing you back, and you have to pick the next song. You have to announce the next song, pick the next song, and you cannot say no. You have to do this for me. Come on. This is key. Please.
If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
Then pick one.
Oh, okay. I know. One of my favorite fucking songs, The Donnas, Strutter. Fucking blows Kiss's fucking Strutter away. Sorry, I didn't say that about Kiss, did I? Well, The Donnas version is like billion fucking times better.
All right, I've got it.
Yay!
Donna's, Denise's choice. Yeah, she finally picked a song and announced it, and we played it. The Donna's version of Strutter. Denise thinks that's the better version, better than Kiss. I don't know. What do you think? You can't top Kiss. I mean, it's their own song. And, you know, the Donna's did a great job. I love the Donna's. You guys know that I love you. Denise just thinks that's a better version. So I'm not going to argue, but to follow it up, I've got to give Kiss equal time, you know, sort of A-B this whole thing. But I'm going to let Kiss... I gotta give Kiss some airtime now. Can't make a claim like, you know, a different band is version is better than Kiss's own version. So here's some Kiss. Dirty Living, last song of the night, final song, Kiss, Dirty Living, and we're doing a lot of Dirty Living here on this show. you know, I play what I want, and I live what I want. And unfortunately, so does Denise. But yeah, Kiss Dirty Livin' from the Dynasty album. I really like that album. I know a lot of people, you know, especially at the time, felt that that was Kiss's big sellout album. They went disco! Oh my God, Kiss doing disco! What is the world coming to? But somehow it works for me. I just kind of like it. Kiss, disco, Dirty Livin' with Peter Criss doing the vocals on that. And you know what? Peter Criss has got a hell of a voice. So, like I said, that was the last song of the night, and we're winding things down, and it's the end of the show, and what more can I say?
And after 50 fucking years in this business, I'm not going to take all the interpretations from you. You asked me to do this. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to sit here and take all of these goddamn directions from you. You didn't tell me that, did you? Which I'm doing now. So let's do this thing, and know that we are, getting close to burnout.
We're completely at burnout. Very, very, very close to burnout. Not that we're burned out on the music or the show. I'm not quite burned out yet, but it is the bottom of the hour. I don't think I can coerce Denise into taking over the show. Damn it. Why is it so difficult to get you to host the show? You know? Come on. I'm going to give you a chance to at least say goodnight to our audience. You know, just for one last second here. Say goodnight, please.
Hey, can you at least close the show?
I could close the door. Okay, what would you like me to say?
Give a bit of fond farewell to your many listeners.
I don't want it to be the end of the show, though. I want it to go on and on, like me. On and on, yeah, and on. No. On.
So say goodnight.
Goodnight. I don't say goodnight, I just pass out. I just drop my cigarette on myself and set my boobs on fire. That's my husband. My husband is a dog. I've decided if I can't have a rich rock star husband that's never home, I'll have a dog for a husband. The dog treats me better. What was I saying?
You were, you know, saying goodnight.
Goodnight.
Is that the best you got?
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to leave them wanting to hear you again next week.
They want to hear me anyway. They just want to hear me because I have big tits.
They can sense them.
They can. They're so big that people miles and miles away say that they can almost feel them. They're very, very soft and squishy.
And they transmit their own radio frequency.
They do. I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
I say goodnight.
Good night.
All right. I guess that's it for me, too. So good night, everybody. I love you.
Ah, bullshit. You love everything, but. That's loving nothing.
Apparently, I'm, what is it, volatile, self-obsessed, and don't play well with others.